Proclamation number 0983 of 27th of June, 1939. Truth. Will. Weak faith. He who seeks the truth remains in right knowledge. He emotionally rejects everything that contradicts the truth and can therefore believe everything his spirit willingly accepts. Anyone who desires the truth also willingly hands himself over to divine strength and is thereby already protected from accepting false teachings. If he submits his will to divine will, he must now also want what is God's will. He can therefore only accept what is true, because the active will in him rejects everything untrue, driven again by the divine spiritual spark which recognizes the truth and thus protects the truth seeker from error. The human being's will to only act and think in a way that is pleasing to God always remains the surest guarantee. Then he can never ever find, literally guided by the Lord's will. For the Lord only demands the free will of man. If this is turned towards him, then there is also no danger of going astray, because then the whole human being is seized by divine power, which does not let him fall but constantly pulls him upwards. The timidity which often afflicts people despite their will to turn to God is only too weak faith. Thus a person with strong, profound faith will have no doubts whatsoever about the truthfulness of the divine word, and therefore he will also be granted profound inner peace, for he need not trouble himself with doubts. But if the human being's mind is willing to consider the influence of evil forces possible, then he also gives himself into their power. Whereas a firm faith rejects all such thoughts and thus nullifies the effect of such power. And therefore all efforts of this remain unsuccessful, whereas a weak faith favors the working of these forces. Only unstoppable appealing for strength to resist effectively counters this danger, and thus prayer is again the only help when faith threatens to waver. In strong faith the human being is victorious. He subdues all tempters and resists all onslaughts from the enemy's side. It is firm belief, a weapon that gives the fighter the upper hand and at the same time the shortest path to the truth. What the human being receives mentally in such unshakable faith can never ever be imparted by impure spiritual beings, thus by the prince of lies. To desire truth in deep faith means to receive it. For the strength from God is at work himself and can therefore only give divine things to the human being. However, unconscious straying of thoughts, i.e., giving into the temptations of the external world, weakens the desire for truth. If the human being indifferently wants to draw from the source of truth, if the deep desire does not come from the bottom of his heart, the spirits of lies have the possibility to take possession of the will of man more easily, to weaken it or even to get it completely into their power. Interruption.